Welcome, everyone, to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey here on 99.1, bringing you news and events that matter to townshippers. This is through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada. I most recently had an honor and privilege, extraordinaire, honestly, to sit down with a soon-to-be centenarian. Miss Evelyn Blackwood French is about to turn 100. This is no small feat. She is witty, sparkly, full of fashion and energy, and has memories that date back, well, maybe not quite to 1926, but soon thereof. I sat down with her. We had a conversation that lasted close to 2 hours, so I've pulled the bits and golden nuggets out of it and share with you here a testament to a life well lived. I present to you our conversation with Miss Evelyn Blackwood French. So you were married twice, and I think most people out here in the Knowlton area know you as Evelyn Blackwood.
Yes, because my husband, Blackwood, Homer Blackwood, was the mayor of Knowlton for 25 to 30 years.
Those must have been fun times.
Yeah, well, we had lots of acquaintances and friends and lots of parties, and I think of so many now, and that's all I can do is think of them because they're gone, and they're maybe 12 or 15 years younger than I am.
Can I ask how old you are?
100.
No, officially you're 100, or is your birthday right around the corner?
Well, officially on the 30th of January.
Wow.
Next couple of weeks.
So 99 and counting.
Yeah.
That's exceptional. And you're radiant. Beautiful skin, gorgeous hair, lovely ensemble, and full mobility and ready to rock.
If I rock too far one side, I'll fall down.
We all will. My goodness. 100 years, that's exceptional. Do you have longevity in your family, or did you foresee that?
No, my mother and father died when I was 6 years old.
No way. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, one had cancer and one had a heart attack.
And who raised you? Where did you live?
My father's two sisters.
And were you in the townships? Where were
no,
you born?
In Montreal.
Okay.
Born in Montreal, and I worked for the Bell. Until I met Homer, who was also working for the Bell, and he was from here, but he was working in Montreal. And we didn't court for any length of time, really, because his family always said, when he wants something, he goes right after it and gets it.
He saw his prize, his golden girl, and that was it.
So we were about the same age and both worked for the Bell. And
did he have aspirations to be the mayor of Brome Lake?
Well, maybe he did. He didn't say it as such, but his father was a counselor before him.
Okay.
And when he died, I guess, I don't know whether... You know, usually people, when time comes for election, somebody's saying, oh, you should run. You do that, and you do something else. So maybe it was like that. I didn't know him then.
Okay.
He was mayor in 72, every 4 years.
Mm.
He was elected mayor the first time. In 72, and we were married in 73, and his wife had died in, I think she died in 72.
Okay.
Very short time.
Hmm.
She had cancer.
Oh boy.
And so she was expected to die, you know. And he had two sons, and So I've moved into a family of men that I hadn't had before, because my two aunts were
out. Right. That's a transition in itself. Yeah. So you became the mayoress and the lady of the house. And I heard you were grandiose in the sense that you dressed to the nines and even made your own clothes.
Yes, I do.
Do you still partake in some of that? Or?
Yes. Well, I brought my sewing machine with me. It's over there.
Amazing.
But and I have a few, because I had a few items on the go at home. And so that's why I had the sewing machine here.
Did you end up having any children?
No.
Okay, so you raised the two boys. Is there your family?
Well, one was at the end of school in Stansted, and the other one was in Guelph.
Okay. You spent many, many years in the townships then?
Okay. I met Homer.
Then you lived your life here in the townships?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we got married in June. But I didn't come down too much, except I used to take my aunts for a drive, you know, at different times. And I remember taking a picture of St. Paul's Church in Knowlton.
Yep.
When I moved out here, they had put up the Centennial Building, which is in 67, I think.
Okay.
And it was sort of from Lakeside, looking at the Centennial Building.
Okay.
Behind that is St. Paul's Church. And I thought, that looks familiar, but there's nothing in front of it. Because I had come driving and thought, I like that, the look of the church. So I took it from Lakeside, the street, and the Centennial Building wasn't built yet then. And I didn't have any idea of anything about Knowlton, or they called it Knowlton then,
right?
Not Black Rome.
Some people still do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, me too.
And
so you took a picture of it.
I had been there before, but I didn't know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, I didn't know I was there. I was just driving through.
Right.
And like the look of the church. Then later on, I painted three pictures. One when it was a little clapboard type church.
Okay.
With a fence around it.
I don't know it in that time.
Yeah, I never thought that I'd be living there someday.
Within 5 minutes walk, almost. Yeah. Wow, that's life.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And so it was quite revealing to catch up with myself in the past and not really know it.
Mm-hmm. I was told you did quite a bit of painting.
Yes, I painted those.
Oh, cows, a winter landscape, a sugar bush.
Mm.
One of your nieces told me you used to get up in the morning, send your husband off to work, and then jump in the car and drive around the townships and take pictures.
That's right, because that was at Pike River.
Out in the Bedford area?
Yeah.
Okay.
The cow and the river. And the one behind you is Daisy Souls. No, not that one. That's the Laurentians.
Okay.
Because I had a house up in the Laurentians. I built it for this, for the Centennial Project. The government said you should have a project.
Huh.
People should, to celebrate the Centennial.
So okay.
At that time, I thought, oh, I like it up north. I bought a house up there. I had it built for myself, a small one, but I'm sorry I let it go because I like it. But it was after I moved down here that Homer said, Well, we never go up there, so we may as well get rid of it. It's just added
responsibility.
Anyway, I sold it.
What did you like to paint the most?
Well, whatever the subject seemed to, the way it was, seemed to appeal to me. Like his, one of Homer's mother's sisters, Aunt Daisy. Aunt Daisy sold and sold farm in West Brom.
Yeah.
And I used to go and visit her early in the morning. And she liked to paint, she liked to sew, she liked to knit and all the things I liked to do. So we had a lot in common, and I went there often. After Homer went to work, I took off.
Went about your life, yeah.
And we had a good time, but that was her sugar bush. So it's a sugar bush.
Beautiful. Actually, my mom just bought one of your paintings and gifted it at Christmas to our friend, and it's hanging in their house. They just put it up. It was one of partridges, and just so lifelike and beautiful. And you capture the slowness under the trees.
Big partridge.
Big partridges. Yeah. A lovely painting.
Yeah.
Life comes around. Like, I would never have thought I'd be sitting here speaking with you today. And 100 years, I look at it, so you were born in 1926.
Yeah.
How much has changed in the world, and especially for women?
Watching the news now, I often wonder if there's something going on. It's getting worse and worse. Things that you don't think could even happen, you see it on TV, and the technology of what they do, you wonder if it's all true.
A good point.
Yeah.
I think we should question.
Yeah. Because they can do things. You notice they have if they're trying to take a picture at night when it's dark, they can do something that makes a bright light just on what they want you to see.
Right.
And then you wonder how much of this goes on that they don't show you.
Right. How much we take for granted that it's true or truthful, but everything's in your perspective, as like your paintings, your point of view, with the angle you choose, where you put the light.
Very strange. But anyway, I've had a very good life. Two happy marriages. They were great. No problems. And
nice.
Sorry to have lost them.
That's Evelyn Blackwood French, née Cooney, a girl who grew up in Montreal on Queen Mary Street, attended Villa Maria School. And once she married Homer Blackwood, she moved out to Knowlton and became the mayoress, leading a prominent and very social life, and her own as an artist as well as a fashionista. Let's hear a little bit more from Evelyn and how she plans to celebrate her 100th. A few times it was mentioned your style, your personal style, and just like with the, when you were the mayoress and stuff, in full costume. You'd had full costume for different events or Canada Day. And what do you have for style advice for people? Or was there a fashion era, a time that you really were drawn to?
Well, I liked it when there was a time when you wouldn't go to a party without a long dress on.
Oh, okay.
And then now you go with jeans and and not like what boggles my mind, $400 jeans.
right.
You know, they're just dollar shop jeans
with a fancy tag on them. So it's looking at where we place value now and what we esteem. And
I mean, even with the dollar shop, I don't know if they sell jeans, but what's the store? Walmart.
Okay, yes, yeah.
They're not bad, the clothes in there.
You can find some great things. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and you can make them look good, you know.
Right. Just
dress them up a bit, and nobody's looking at the age of your jeans.
Right. It's how you present yourself, yeah. Right? And yeah. Your confidence and energy.
So you get by all right, and you still have a reputation that is good. And I mean, I'm not bragging, but it just happens. I've noticed when I used to go out, just about every time I went out somewhere, people would comment on my appearance, which sounds like bragging, but I don't mean it that way.
Yeah.
And
you had natural style. Like, I see you even today with your jumper and your jewelry, and you take pride in yourself and how you feel.
Yeah, well, you have to just go out of your way to do that little extra, and it's worth it sometimes.
Yeah, I'd say probably most of the time, even if it's not seen or recognized by other people, but for yourself, putting value.
You can be chosen to do things too because of just the way you present yourself.
Absolutely. Again, going back to like having been born in 1926 and where we are today in 26, as a woman, the freedoms and the changes in society and the roles you play.
Yeah.
Looking back, how would you describe that? Like going through those times, like the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, your freedoms.
Well, sometimes I say, where did that time go?
Mm.
You know? Like the 80s, 70s. I was still mobile.
Oh, yeah.
And it used to be that if you were 50, you were ancient.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
When I was a young person, my friend's mother and father, they'd have gray hair, and the mother would have her hair pulled back in a knot up here. Like a real old granny.
An old spinster. And here, 50 is almost like, it's like new 30, the new 40. You have a wonderful sense of humor and outlook. Do you have any secrets to your longevity and your spark?
No, I never. In fact, I don't know what happened between my 90th birthday and this time. I mean, I wasn't able to get around too much. And I can't remember when I was immobile completely.
Oh, okay.
You know, all of a sudden I'm here.
Just kind of, boop, there goes a decade.
Yes.
But I looked in the, like, past newspaper articles and such. I mean, you were having showings of your paintings and different, like you were living.
Yeah.
Like you're not just on standby, you're living.
Well, a lot of my friends making the list now of they want to have a party on for my 100th. And so many names that come, I say, oh, he's gone, she's dead. Yeah, I think she died.
That's not easy. It's amazing to live so long and in health, but you don't have the same people to share those memories with of other times. How do you plan to celebrate? I was speaking with your niece, Shelley, and she said, oh yeah, she's got some dates lined up and things are happening. How will you celebrate your 100th?
Well, actually, it got to, I said, everybody would say, like 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, say, what are you doing for your birthday? And everybody was coming up with a party. And
as you roll your eyes.
And I said, I'm not doing anything. I don't want anything. Don't do anything.
Okay.
So now we have 60 or 70 people coming.
Just what you'd wished for. But hey, you gotta celebrate, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a milestone every birthday.
Yeah.
But this one, pretty special.
So anyway, there's so many, and there are not too many not coming.
Excellent. This is on the calendar.
Yeah. And I had a nice surprise the other day. Louise Penny.
Oh, yes.
She sent me her latest book, The Black Wolf, I think it's called.
Okay.
And you can look at it.
Okay.
She wrote in it, and she wrote a card.
Whoa, happy birthday. Do you want me to read it?
Sure.
Dearest Evelyn, happy 100th. You have always been a beacon of kindness, of generosity, of community. Thank you, dear friend, for welcoming me into the community, into your home, into your life. You are a treasure and treasured by all. By me. With love, Louise. That's lovely.
I knew her because there's also a tribute in the book itself.
Okay.
The next page. One page.
Oh, yes. Happy 100th birthday, Evelyn, to the doyen of our community. With love and thanks for all your kindness and hospitality. Louise, XXOO. Well, I have to say, you're very respected in the community and appreciated for your artistry and your style and just I think, like she's saying, being a woman of society and holding your own space.
Anyway, she bought a condo in the same building.
Louise Penny did?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we knew her quite well.
She was your neighbor.
See her all the time. And I guess that's all I wanted to say about her, because she was really a very nice person.
Well, amazing. Thank you for sharing some of your life and your tales with us, and just thank you for being you. You've been a pillar in our community for so many years.
Well, I just think of things as they come. And
yeah. And take life one day at a time.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. I wish you an amazing celebration and beautiful days ahead.
Well, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Likewise.
And I can't think of, there's lots of other little things, but probably not of any interest to anybody.
You'd be surprised.
Well, I hope there are many beautiful surprises in store for Miss Evelyn Blackwood French as she soon celebrates her 100th birthday. Congratulations, and a shout out to her family and all her friends who will be there to celebrate this beautiful woman and her legacy. Thank you for tuning in to 99.1. This is the local journalism initiative at work here in the Eastern Townships, funded through the Government of Canada. I'm Holly Bailey, signing off.